You don't understand, Satori. It's really hard to build a business, to be a good parent. It's such a struggle to just juggle it all. How do I find balance? Hey, what's up, my friends? Satori Mateo here, and welcome to a brand new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not so easy to admit flaws of your life. My name is Satori Mateo and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are listening right now. Today, I have a question for you. How do you find balance? Is it even possible? And is there such a thing? I was in a conversation with a client and she told me, Satori, I get up early every morning to meditate. I make breakfast for the kids. I get them ready for school. I make sure they have snacks, right? I have everything ready in time so my husband can take them to school. Now, after they leave the house, I put on a lot of laundry. I clean up the kitchen, I vacuum quickly with my handheld because the kids leave a mess after breakfast. I then take my 20-minute workout, I take a quick shower, and by 9 a.m., I'm at my desk ready to start working on my business. And as soon as I get started, I'm on a roll and I'm focused. But then I hear the buzzer from the dryer, so I turn that off, right? I throw the clothes in a basket so I can take care of it later. Then I get the text messages from my sister. I get the notification from Instagram from people that I follow. I get private messages on Facebook Messenger from all the people who are in my entrepreneur group. And before I know it, it's time for lunch. And soon after that, it's time to pick up my kids from school, right? And take them to soccer practice and gymnastics. And then it's time for dinner. How am I supposed to get anything done, right? I feel I start getting momentum and then something comes and pulls me away. Now, I'll get back to this conversation in just a moment, but first, let me ask you, how do you juggle all the moving parts of your life? Have you ever stopped and looked at what pulls for your attention? What are the disruptions, distractions, and demands, which I call the 3Ds, in your life? How do you take command of your focus and create momentum in the midst of the whirlwind? And here's why this is important. If you don't take command of your focus and you let the 3Ds, disruptions, distractions, and demands, run your life will be like a ship without a captain and you won't be able to weather the storm when it really matters. Is this making sense? If you don't take command of your focus and fill your day with high-priority activities that are meaningful to you, your life will be filled with low-priority, stress-inducing distractions that are meaningless. And who will pay for that? You will. Your kids will. Your spouse. Your clients. Right? Are you following this? You'll feel stressed. You'll feel overwhelmed. You'll feel unfulfilled. Which can take the form of overeating, overdrinking, binge watching Netflix, taking 20-minute bathroom breaks with your phone, numbing your brain with other people's fantasy lives on social media. You may snap at the wrong people. You won't be present in your key relationships. Are you with me? And that's just me scratching the surface of the consequences. Now, back to my conversation with my client. I told her, I understand you're not getting the momentum you want. You're not moving fast enough, and you're working hard to navigate all the parts of your life, right? Your family, your business. I mean, you meditate, you take care of yourself. Great. I get it. It's not always easy. But let me ask you, whose life are you living? She's like, what do you mean? Well, who designed this life? Whose path is this? She got quiet for a moment. I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I get it. I understand. Most people don't. Is it okay if I share some life design strategies with you? And so we started talking about it. And the more we talked about it, she realized how non-conscious, how undeliberate she was living. And she was blown away because the more she saw how she was living according to automatic social norms, right, that she had been conditioned to live by, even though she was an entrepreneur, right, growing her own business, she wasn't working 9 to 5 for someone else, but still, she was stuck in unconscious patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. In other words, habits that she has stopped paying attention to a long time ago. When we started looking at her patterns, I asked her, you told me earlier that you feel frustrated when you get messages and you feel like you have to answer them right now, right away, right? What would you have to believe in order to feel this way? Like, what are your thoughts about this? She was like, that if I don't answer right away, I'm rude or disrespectful and they may be upset with me. And how does that make you feel? Even more stressed, okay? And she started laughing. And she sounded a little bit nervous. And I said, that's right. Here's what I want you to notice. You're thinking, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want them to get mad at me, right? Be upset, right? The moment you think that, you're immediately sending a message to your brain that sends a signal to your body, making you feel just the way you think. And then your body sends a confirmation back to your brain saying, yep, that's how you're feeling. And now you get even more thoughts and you go, I'm so stressed. I have to respond. And you whip yourself into an overwhelming loop that just keeps cycling, right? And this is not something new, true? That's true. Now, how do I get out of this? How do I stop it? That's a great question. Now, here's what I want you to get first. These loops, these thoughts, feelings and behavioral habits are just memorized patterns from your past of how you believe you ought to respond. And you do it perfectly without even having to think about it. It's automatic. Are you with me? So therefore, your future won't change. You'll keep dragging your past into the future and reliving it. And it will just become an exact replica of your past. And you'll just keep triggering stress and survival hormones. Not useful if you want to live a fulfilling life and have a big impact. So the first thing you want to do is to start to deliberately pay close attention to, number one, the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that keep repeating themselves. But you're not here to analyze or judge or criticize yourself. Just to observe, I want you to be relentless in your curiosity about watching these habits happening. Got it? She's like, I got it. I said it won't be easy because the moment you go into any of these habits, you'll be seduced into the cascade of emotions which got you into trouble to begin with. And you're so familiar with them because they're so normal to you. And you may start justifying them to yourself. Just like an addict, right? So I want you to text me or call me the moment it happens. Cool? And she agreed. And she did. She was very focused to break these habits and give herself and her family an opportunity to a brand new future. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because what my client and I did as we started to unravel these automatic patterns that cause so much stress and overwhelm and leaving her unfulfilled and not inspired by her amazing business she was building, is that she, like millions of others, was living by someone else's norms, someone else's standard of how life should be like. Are you with me? See, balance is not a place without friction. It's not a place without challenges. Balance is a place designed and birthed from your values, not based on the projections of other people's values and or social norms. You getting this? How much you work, how much time you spend with your family, how you take care of your well-being could be questioned by anybody, right? But it has to come from you and by your design. Are you getting this? You see, my life is not like anyone else's. Right? There may be similarities, but it's still fingerprint unique and specific according to my values. Right? We world school our kids And in the future episode, I'll go deeper into what that means and how we do it. But we travel a lot, right? We can work from anywhere. We're not tied to a particular place. But we do know we want to live in a warm climate where it's sunny most of the time and a place that has palm trees, okay? Our team that we work with, they're also mobile. Most of our lunches and dinners, we eat together. Well, we work and we travel together. And it's also part of our kids' schooling, right? And this is not by luck. I'm not lucky or privileged. This is by design. This is how I wanted it to be. It wasn't easy, right? I had to put some work into this. But I decided a long time ago that I didn't want to work from home or in a remote office by myself and only see my kids and my wife for an hour at night, right? I didn't want that. So we focus on the same thing that I teach inside of our community, which is our three core pillars: family, business, and self. When I say self, I'm talking about your own personal growth and your physical well-being, as well, like I said, your family and your business. This is what we keep focusing on. If the activities or our focus is not contributing toward it, it's usually not something we want to put a lot of energy toward. So the biggest takeaway I want for you today is that there's no one life or one business that fits all, right? Or some magic formula. Your life and your business is your design. You get this? Now, can you pull inspiration from others? Of course. Just like cooking, right? There's so many meals, right? So many different ingredients to choose from, but you can mix it in so many different ways. Not only that, right? The ingredients and the amounts and spices will vary, even if you follow a recipe. Now, what's the key here? I want you to not feel trapped or forced to follow or subordinate yourself to someone else's expectations or values. You're free to make it just the way you want it. Cool? So here's what I want you to do until we talk next time. Number one, I want you to start observing your habits, right? Specifically, your thoughts, your emotions, and your behaviors that are limiting you or causing you to feel stressed, causing you to feel overwhelmed or worried, right? Just notice them and be curious about them without judgment, okay? Two, I want you to ask yourself, if I didn't feel stressed or overwhelmed or worried about this, what would life be like? Number three, whatever images or whatever thoughts that are generated from that question, allow them just to surface and allow yourself to feel grateful and enjoy that future right here, right now, right? Here's what I would do to make sure you're rewiring yourself and pruning the old thoughts, right? Cutting away the old thoughts. Set a time for 5 minutes and deliberately do this step 5 minutes before you go to sleep and 5 minutes when you wake up in the morning for the next 7 days. I would love to know your results. So please reach out. Let me know. Love to know about it. And hope this was helpful. If this was useful for you, please share this with someone else. And I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Take it easy. Boom! How did you like that? Hope you enjoyed the training and you found it valuable. And you feel like this can help someone else, please share this information. That's how we keep making an impact. It's because of people like you that we can continue doing this. Hey, if you're thinking, I want some more hands-on training, I wish I had someone who could keep me accountable, keep my mindset straight, and help me grow. And if you want to be part of a community of badasses just like yourself, you can go to halfasstobadass.com and join the waitlist, because we are in the middle of creating something super cool. And if you're liking this experience, the community we're building will blow your mind for sure. We haven't officially opened the doors yet, but by getting your name on the VIP list, you will be the first to know when we go live. Sound exciting? We are very excited. Actually, the more accurate word would be inspired. I can't wait to share this with you. So it's super easy. Just go to halfasstobadass.com and get yourself on the VIP list right now. Talk soon.